you start.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good. Hello, everybody. I almost said good night, Bonnie. Well, good evening, everybody. And Bonnie, my clock is still 5 minutes slow. I'm going to have you after this night. Somehow, my new computer's internal clock will not stay on key with everybody else's talk. Well, anyway, Bonnie, tonight's theme is balance. One thing that I have learned and am learning that we have a tendency to do what we want to do, whether it's work or sports or anything else. And I am actively trying to exercise more, relax with whatever I want, and work, and it's still not a good balance. But balance is what keeps our brain balanced. And what I'm talking about is changing activities. Like, I like to work in front of my computer. Well, you know that's going to be hard in your eyes. So then I turn around and I do something else, and then you come back to it, and I'll file or do something, because then you aren't balanced. So how many of you out there are suffering from the imbalance syndrome? Well, there's a lot of you that are stewing and creating much sadness in your life because they're not working. But are you using this time to create better balance in other areas of your life? How many are doing hobbies? Are you sitting around reading? How many are visiting relatives that are sick and dying? Are you taking advantage of that? Or reading to people at a hospital or going to the homeless shelter and people are such need? Can you serve Meals on Wheels? We need to learn how to create balance in our life because it teaches us appreciation. And every day I'm trying to create balance. I'm not working as much as I once was either. So I do other things. And we're always constantly trying to strive. Boy, that's interesting. We have more people waiting for a call, Bonnie, than we have in the chat room.
Oh, my Lord. You better get moving, sis.
I know it. So Bonnie's here to talk to you also. I had a little bit of a sore throat, kind of like struggling here. But we have some new people in the room, Sunshine, Kimmy's Universe. I don't recognize those names if they have been here before. Hello. Hello. We have a couple of guests and Bonnie. So it's always fun, and it's so amazing that we can give you this hour. Bonnie and I have come to some kind of agreement on a couple of things. We need to stop having you do a private chat with us. And the reason is you block out the rest of the chat room. We can't see. If Bonnie's sitting answering a question and typing, then she will not be hearing what I'm asking of a person who's calling in. It seems like it's counterproductive, everybody. If you are trying to answer, get us to answer a question, try not to make it a private then. Make it either something in the chat room, which we want you to type in caps that will pay attention, or do give us a call. Otherwise, we're doing three areas to try and answer calls, read in the chat room questions that you may be blocking by you trying to get us to answer something private. It's kind of difficult. It's hard on us. So to make it easier on us and be fair to the people who do call in, we do ask only two areas questions, call-ins or chat room. Chat room has to be in caps. And the other thing we had to decide on is I've started another radio show, 1480 KPHX. Every Saturday in Phoenix. And you can access live stream on the web at my website, nancymatz.net.com is the same place. Or if you live in the Phoenix area, of course, 1480 AM. So I will be doing my radio show, and I'll change all the indicators tonight or tomorrow. I will be doing my show Monday nights, Monday the first of the month and the third, and Psychic Sisters Talk will be the second Thursday and the fourth Thursday of the month. So it can be a little confusing, but we will start it and make it correct. And so that we can have balance in our life, and gives me a little bit more breathing space to do a third show of the month every Saturday night at 6 o'clock in Phoenix. But anyway, kind of confusing, but if you watch, I'll be changing the websites, all of them, and I'll be changing the Blog Talk announcements so that you'll get notified when we do the show. So, Bonnie, let's start with the number one. We have a Skype caller coming in.
Oh, wow.
And Skype meaning they are making a call over the Internet, and it comes across the screen at 1. So I have no idea what area code. Who are we talking to tonight?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Hello, dear.
Hi, how are you? My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Great connection.
Hi.
Great connection, Sandy. And what state or country are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, my God, a California girl. Hello. Well, Skype, we find out that India called us from Skype, which really flattered us, and that was very, very cool. But anyway, Sandy, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have been working on my spirituality, and I am. My goal is to be reaching out to people and help people to be working more in the light, see how this is a cleansing process that we're going through. And I'm just wondering what you see about that, and also, is my son or his child going to be involved in the future?
Oh, your son's too involved with where he is right now. I don't feel that that's a bad direction. He's just like a roller coaster, still trying to decide what street that he's going to be standing on. And his child's first name is what?
Charles.
And how old is Charles?
Oh, he's 17. So I'm looking.
The reason I'm thinking about Charles, and not necessarily your son, his son may come and go. Charles shows me he wants to impart information. So at 17, he may not, but he could in the future. Part information like writing or publishing or putting information out. Have you seen that with him yet?
Yes, I think he would be very good at that.
I think so too, but it's not yet. As far as you, I'm sorry, let me just. Can you do me a favor, Sandy? Remember, privacy is important. Kind of tell me, well, not necessarily this, are you working in the field now?
I have been, but no, not right now. I'm not working in the field. I'm an energy healer, and also I want to be a teacher. So no, but not now.
Now, a teacher, that kind of rings a little bit with me. You impart information also, but just flow with this. Until you decide what you want to teach, I think you have indecisions. I'm getting a pause. I didn't say 2 years, but I think you're going to look at maybe one or two areas and then become the expert on it. And I'm kind of curious. You'd said healing, but I'm looking at crystals and energy balancing. Now, I think healing is that. Have you looked at crystals or colors or something else?
Yes, I work with crystals. I work with oils.
Okay, the crystals is what I looked at and saw first. And the other thing, and I do want Bonnie to chime in here, I have a sore throat. It's the second week in a row. I think it might be allergies. I'm going to say something that's kind of like everybody's going to go flip out on me here. Don't. but do you feel like you have off-world or out-of-the-planet influences?
I'm very spiritually guided, yes.
Okay. I didn't see spirit kind. I'm seeing... Ooh, I'm just tenderly walking around this. Do you feel alternate life being life, not light, influences?
Well, do you mean, okay.
Jane Roberts kind.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, as long as you do. I don't want to go into it a little heavy here. I'm not saying alien abduction, you guys. I'm not saying Jane Roberts kind of stuff, but there's something here. And what they're trying to tell me, there's something to do or connected with a planet that looks like the sun. So they're clearly just energy beings. So I'm going to let you run with that. It's very hard to explain it. I didn't want the audience to go, oh, she does alien abduction stuff. I don't want to go there, everybody. So I'm not implying that, but Sandy does have a light being of some sort or alien influence here, and it's important that she just kind of work with it since she admitted to it. Now I'm going to say it. Let it just be there, Sandy, but you need to look into why I'm not picking that up, and I really am. And it could be that the crystal is imparting light. So I want, and crystals are what you should work with. So kind of look at, you already agree with me, but I'm kind of strong on that for you. How's that?
That's good. That's good. I mean, thank you.
Confirmation for you?
It is. I've always been drawn to crystals. I have crystals. I've been collecting them for years, and there's some that you just feel, yes.
Can I jump in there for
Absolutely.
Just a second?
Please.
Nancy? When you mentioned Sandy, or Nancy mentioned, well, you were asking about a grandchild, you know, whether or not your son's child would be, or your child's child would be involved. You know what I thought of immediately? What jumped? It was kind of spooky. So hold on.
You're just all full of it, Sandy, tonight.
Sorry.
I tell you, here.
I'm sorry to tell. Well, I'm happy. Congratulations, you're going to have another grandchild. I guess that's the way to put it. I immediately
little
saw
girl.
That you're going to have some involvement, not so much with this grandchild, but with another one coming. You may not know. It may not be in the works just yet. But I definitely, you're going to have another one. Did you know that?
Well, I don't have any at this time. I was looking more in the future because I've been
okay.
But
okay.
So,
well, didn't you say you had a 17-year-old grandson?
No, he's my son.
Oh, that's your son. Okay, I thought that was okay because I was going to.
Maybe I was asking too far in the future. I'm looking at maybe another 10 years.
Well, that's what I was seeing when you said that. I thought this is somebody in the future. And I just wanted to congratulate you because you are going to have one. So you don't tell your son, it might freak him out. He might start to look at his girlfriend a little funny. But I sense that you have other children. You don't have other children?
I have two sons, yes.
Oh, okay, because I thought you were just referring to one, and I thought you had other children, yeah. Well, maybe
asked about both of them. And I said the oldest one not, but the youngest, Charles, would.
Okay.
Yeah,
sometimes, you know, this is what Nancy and I were talking about. I'll see something in the chat room and respond, and I don't always hear what people are saying, so I apologize for that. But I did know, Sandy, congratulations, you are going to have grandchildren. And I think they're going to be like you.
Absolutely.
They're going to be more psychically inclined maybe than your sons are. But they're young yet. Nancy thinks they're going to grow into it more. So something to look forward to. You're going to be a grandma someday.
Yes, I was just having a strong thank you. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Sandy. Bye, bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
I know Sandy did call in, so she must have seen the phone number somewhere. And I'm trying to hang up here and try one more time. Oh, these chat rooms are always kind of fun here. So try it again, third time. Sandy, go ahead and hang up, girl. It looks like I'm having a little trouble hanging people up here. While she's doing that there, I'd like to give, even though the chat room is full, we got six people on hold here, guest call-in number 347-205-9071. And Kathy, hello there, and Sunshine, I see you call in, and it's very fun. Okay, thank you. Oh, I see Kathy just said, call it in. I'm just having a terrible time. I did that the other radio show, Bonnie and Connie. Both of them were just saying, Nancy, make sure that you give the call number. And I was so busy talking. And we're going to talk to 919 area code.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well,
hi.
I'm fine. Who are we talking to?
This is April.
Oh, great name.
Hi. Thank you.
That's great. Yes, I was born in April, and I thought it was a gorgeous name. 30th.
Okay, cool. I'm the 18th.
And also, interestingly, just to share a little fact with you, April, I know, and I don't know if Nancy knows this, but Mom had wanted to name her April. I guess it was our father that actually chose the name Nancy, but it was always Mom's intention. So you might have been talking to April today. So I always thought April fit Nancy really
well. Bonnie, I'll finish the story for you. April, hold on. By the way, April, 919 area code. Where are you from?
North Carolina.
And I know you're late. So, Bonnie, I want to share this story with you. You know, Mom, we live in different parts of the country, and I talked to Mom, and years ago, Mom did share a story with me and how I got my name, Nancy. And she wanted April. Our father wanted Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. I was a whole month early. I was due May 30th. So I was barely a 5-pounder. Well, all three of us girls were really small. Anyway, in the hospital, after I came, they disagreed for 3 days. So the nurse come in and said, you need to take this child home, get out of the hospital. And Mom said to her, well, we can't decide. And she said, well, name her after Nancy Sinatra. Go home, and you can always come back and change it. So I'm named after Nancy Sinatra Frank Sinatra's daughter, Nancy Sinatra.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's how I got my name. Well,
are you guys sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We're barely a year apart. Mother,
wonderful.
I don't know. We're a year apart. Poor mother. She was pregnant within a few months.
Okay.
And Bonnie was born with colic. She was sick for a year and a half. So I think mother had a tough time with
that. Oh.
So get to our website, psychicsisterstalk.com. I'm the dark one. She's the blonde one.
Okay.
So that's us. We're a year apart. But anyway, all right, my dear, North Carolina, April, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have a couple questions. I guess the first big one is just kind of like, what am I here to do?
Oh, I love these.
And ruminating with me a lot, and I'm just trying to find my path, you know? So do you guys pick up
the second question?
And the second question has to do with my current boyfriend, and I'm just having a really hard time.
Which is the most important question? Because I like to give people at least 3-4 minutes, but dealing with your life purpose and boyfriend may be stretching us a little bit.
Okay.
Tell me, which is the most important for you right now, tonight?
Right now, it's in front of my face, boyfriend, current situation.
No, I'd like to hit him with a frying pan. I think he's just twirling you around, and he's either he's giving you mixed signals, or he's just not into you. I would probably give him the boot and tell him to fix it and then come back when you're ready. Now, you didn't tell me if he's a brunette. Is he the brunette?
Yeah. Well, he's dark.
Okay. Have you met the blonde with the green eyes?
No. Who's this? No, I have not.
Okay, so look for him. Get rid of this guy until he grows up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he definitely needs to grow up. He's driving me crazy. Yeah.
I knew you had a problem with him the minute you described your relationship. I knew it right away. You're not happy. And
no.
He's slowing you down, and you can't come.
I think he's really using your energy up, Bonnie, and she's just using it. She's standing.
Yeah. He is, when you I don't know what to do. I'm trying to leave, and he just keeps pulling me back, and I'm just.
Why should he? He keeps you in the picture. He can do it his life. He's doing his life, but he's not letting you do yours.
Not letting me. You're absolutely right.
How mad are you?
Mad.
Okay, duh.
The reason I'm staying is because I have a lot of anxiety, and he's kind of like my comfort.
You might think he is, but the truth is you're probably a lot more unstable with him in your life than if he was out. You'd be a lot stronger. You're deciding to change your life, and how much power and strength does that take when you've already got somebody who's like a sponge and he's taking power and strength away from you? You're still standing on your own. Can you imagine how strong you'd be? I think what Nancy said was right. You don't have to get rid of him permanently. Tell him to get his nonsense together, and then when he's a little bit ready to make kind of a sensible commitment to you, you'll consider taking him back.
Oh, you guys
will find somebody else, or someone else on the wings.
I
like the blonde with
blue eyes. A blonde with blue eyes, that is so not
green.
My type. For green.
It doesn't matter. Just go for the soul. He has green. Looks like he's got the hazel eyes, not blue.
Okay. Well, you know, you guys are so wonderful. I needed to hear that because
Don't go from man to man. Just let God direct you to where you need to go next.
The thing is,
Bonnie and I pointing out, this is really hard stuff, but you have to appreciate the clients that seek me out for private sessions, half of them are grieving over relationships that don't work.
Yeah.
And if these people can listen and you are brave enough to bring it to the forefront, and we can just say, I don't care if he's working, not working, married or not married. The bottom line is what he's doing to you. And come on, life is too short.
So do you think I just need to write him a note? Here's my problem. He's very manipulative.
No, just don't call him anymore.
Write him a
note. Stop it.
Well, but we're like currently living together. I've actually got something in the works, like moving out. But I don't know how to approach
him
to tell him. Like, I just don't know how I should tell him.
Pack your bags and walk out.
Really?
How hard is that?
Don't give him any kind of...
Was it his place to begin with? You know, he's got the lease in his name or the rent?
Owns the house? There's nothing. Luckily, there's no lease. There's nothing. It's very easy.
So no problem with that. You can just walk out.
Right.
Well, you need to do it.
My problem is just, like, how am I going to tell him? I feel like I can't just leave without any words, you know?
Sounds like you had a lot of words.
I understand that a real good way to say it is, you know, we need to talk right now. It's not working out for either one of us really well. Doesn't mean I don't care for you, because I really do. But
yeah.
right now it's not supporting either one of us the way that things are going at this time. I really kind of need to find some time and devote to myself to get my own mm-hmm. career going. If you put it that way, he should not take this personally. If you're saying you need to start taking care of yourself, concentrating on yourself in this world, unfortunately, that's necessary a lot. And you could put it in a friendly way like that. You don't have to don't have a blow up. There's no reason to have a blow up with him. You can even say this isn't so much about you. It's about me. I'm making changes in my life, and I need the mental power and strength to do that. And I'm kind of floundering a little bit because I'm so involved with you. And
mm-hmm.
it's not that I don't enjoy. You could say it's not that I don't enjoy that often, but it's just it's knocking me off my pins. That's
right.
What you say. It doesn't.
And you can download the show. Yeah, Bonnie's right. You can download the show after it's all over. Maybe in about an hour after the show's over tomorrow morning, and write word for word what she just said.
Yeah, I really like what, that was like really good advice. Really good.
All right, everybody, we're using her for you to listen. If someone's calling in, you might as well just hang up. You got the same answer there, huh? All right,
well,
girl.
You guys are great.
Go.
Thank you so much. That was
good
luck, validation. Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Honey.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Bonnie, so we're going to go as soon as that hangs up. Well, my screen isn't letting me hang up, everybody. So you'll have to hang up for us. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, finally. I don't know what's going on. I can get them on, but I can't seem to click off. So it's 561 area code. As soon as that clicks on, yay, it worked. All right, who are we talking to, 561?
Hello, Nancy and Bonnie.
Lena from Florida.
Hello, girls. How
it's
are
Lena.
You?
So what,
hi, Lena.
Yeah. What's going on with you tonight, girl?
Well, I got this condition. Well, it's dermatitis in my scalp, and I'm losing my hair. I mean, I'm just at my wit's end. Do you think it's from stress, or do you think it's from foods related to allergy?
I think it's both.
I was going to say a little of both, isn't it, Bonnie?
It's usually how that happens. It's usually started by something, some kind of an allergy. But you really, it's also the stress in your
kind of feeding on itself, like a loop, huh? Like there might be an allergy to something, but her nerves are aggravating it.
Oh.
Is that what I'm picking
up?
I can't figure out what it is. It feels like it's, all these years, I have found that stress takes 3 months for you to see a symptom.
That's right.
And then it takes long 6 months to get them out of the symptoms.
Whoa.
So for what you are going through, and you get a little dermatitis, a little an infection, or a little something underneath the skin on your scalp, you know, it's just on top of itself. Bonnie, you have some advice? My mind's kind of blank on this one.
Well, I know Mom also went through this. She had a problem where she lost some hair because of the amount of stress in her life. She was the kind of person that it would accumulate. And she was kind of a wound-up, high-stress person anyway. I remember thinking that I had wished so hard that the doctors would give her something for her nerves. And I kind of feel that a little bit with you, Lena, that you are pretty much kind of a high-stress person. You hold an awful lot in before you let it go. You know, some people get rid of it quickly. But in your case, you're not able to get rid of the stress as easy as some people do. I suspect it's because you're not able to find a peaceful place. Like, probably the best thing for you would be, I know this sounds kind of hokey, a lot of people would think so, but to try to find ways to relieve stress, even if it's something like find a peaceful place to go to, even meditation, which I can't do meditation, but I understand it works for a lot of people. Just a way to clear your mind. I know you've got so many things going on, but if you don't find an outlet for this stress, it will continue to get worse. And then if it does start to get better, just like Nancy said, and our sister who's in medicine a great deal has told us this, that your hair is the first Let's see, it takes a while to show the effects of your stress or an illness on your hair. And also, when you start to get better, it can take another 3 months for it to start to come back. So you might not see the effects immediately. And I hope you are going to a doctor. Are you getting steroids or anything for that, for the dermatitis?
Yeah, I do have the medicine, but,
oh,
you know,
good.
That doesn't, you know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, you
and
might.
I'm in
you
a
might.
Too.
You might mention to the doctor if they'll agree to do it. I don't know if you're on anything right now, something that would tell the doctor the amount. We know what you're going through, and tell the doctor some of the stress you're going through and see if there's something they can give you to kind of help calm you down a little bit. That's just one thought. I mean, I've done that, God knows. Sometimes you have to, because I'm a little concerned about your health overall. This may be, you know, things can come from this, and you can end up finding other things that could go wrong. So it's really important, if you find your health being affected by stress, that you nip it in the bud and get to the bottom of it. This should be a very important priority in your life right now, because you're concerned about your long-term health. And I know you've got other things, your job and your brother and other things that you're concerned about. But now, Lena, you got to think about yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more. You're the most important thing right now, not all these other people.
I'm not going to say for her to get steroids, but she needs to talk to the doc and say,
oh, no.
I need some more
very common.
Anti-anxiety or stress pills of some sort. I'm not up on that kind of stuff. Yeah,
no,
there's so much out there.
Steroids, no, that's just an ordinary, that's a common medication for this kind of inflammation.
Uh-huh.
When you have dermatitis, in fact, I think that was an option for mom, but in her case, they would have actually
shingles.
Had to give her shots in the. No, it was for the loss of hair that she had, and one of the things
sure.
suggested was even shots directly into the scalp. But we decided not to go that way, but yeah, it just seemed a little extreme. But what we did instead was we just tried to make her life a little less stressful. Because she was always so, you know, mom was kind of a little bit high maintenance, kind of a lot of stress level. She was pretty wound up. A lot of people are, of course, in this world, in this economy. Who wouldn't be? But you have to put your health first. And so when these things start to manifest themselves in something relatively small, like, you know, it doesn't sound like small, but it is. When you start losing a little bit of hair, that's a signal. And so you need to really start to concentrate so that nothing else, you know, manifests itself on you. You don't need that right now. You got to protect
No kidding.
That
Uh-huh. Okay, girl.
Oh, Bonnie, we have to keep going. Lena, I'm sorry. One more thing, girl,
yes,
but,
I've
you know, geez, you need this girl that does the crystal balancing to come in and give some more energy. All right, sweet. Take care, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care, Lena. Bless your heart.
Bye-bye. I'm going to try taking her off the air first and then hanging up. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong.
It just takes a while. I noticed that.
Evidently. Spice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, still. You know, sometimes you just try and try. So I'm going to, there it goes. Okay, so everybody listening, if you're listening, you're 305 area code. Who are we talking to here?
Hi. Good evening.
Hi.
This is Deanna. How are you?
Hello, Deanna. Well, we're fine. I've got like a sore throat here. Tell me, what state are you from?
I'm also in Florida. I'm in Miami.
Oh, another Florida gal here. Well, Deanna, nice to talk to you. I don't remember if we talked to you before, but hello. And what can we do tonight?
We have spoken before.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's all right.
I recognize your voice.
Oh, she's a gal that talked to us last week. You had a friend in Argentina?
Right.
Okay, you're getting us on all these shows here. So tell us, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, my trial is down the line in October. And right now, I'm going through very, very difficult financial hardships. And I'm meeting the attorney tomorrow. I don't know what message you can give to me, but anything that you perceive, that you feel, that you can sense that is coming up for me, just so as to hold on until the time comes for the whole thing to come, you know, to fruition.
Okay, Bonnie.
I'm thinking about it,
trying
too.
Trying to think about it, too.
I was wondering, is your attorney... There is a woman attorney in your office. I don't know if she's your attorney. Is this attorney that you're seeing a woman by any chance?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I like her. She's going to be sympathetic. I think she's going to be a sympathetic attorney. I think she's going to have some encouragement for you, but I don't know all the details, but I think there is going to be some encouragement. Financial situation, I think you're going to have a couple more months at least of hardship there, but I do see an upswing in a couple of months. So what do you see?
Will I be able to survive this until the trial? Because that concerns me right now. I'm at rock bottom, and there's nothing else to convert into money, and that's why I'm so concerned. But you're right; it is a woman attorney. She is sympathetic, and I'm really thankful to God for her.
Yeah, because it's not automatic. You know, sometimes you get people, attorneys who aren't that sympathetic. I think, what I'd like you to ask her, you're seeing her tomorrow. I want you to, it's really important that you get a handle, get some assistance on your financial situation. And she could be, I know that you're going to see her for another reason, but I want you to ask her who you can contact in your area who could give you some immediate assistance. I think you can get some. And you know, like you said, you're at the bottom of your financial situation right now, and you do need some help. And she would be a really good resource. So if you haven't thought of that already, please tell her that you would like her to make some suggestions and maybe think about it. She can think about it after you've left the office and then have her assistant call you. But she would have a very...
Hello?
Hello, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Hello?
Am I not there?
Bonnie? Yeah, you're on now.
Sort of cutting out, yeah.
So
you must have a call coming in. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I will ask her.
Great, okay.
About
You kind of blipped on us, Bonnie. I thought maybe you got a call coming in.
I didn't hear anything at all. I was just talking away. I'm so sorry that I stopped there. But, yeah, what I was telling you was ask her to think about it. She may not answer your question. She may not have information right there. So ask her to think about it and have her tell her assistant and have her assistant contact you. I want her to give a little bit of thought to this because she's a very good resource for some assistance for you right now. And she may say to you, well, this is not what you're here to talk about. She may say, well, we need to talk about a legal matter. You say, I understand that. But could you please, with your background, you probably know some places that I could contact right now to get some financial assistance because you need it and you could get it. Florida is not a poor state. There are a lot of poor states. It's not great, but it's not that bad either. So I think you could get some financial assistance right now.
All right. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Bonnie's good at some areas that I just kind of don't dabble in very often, and this is one of them.
And I think you're going to get some good news from her.
What do you get, Nancy?
Well, as far as it, attorney, I do feel like she's on your side, but Bonnie gave you some good advice that more than I would know because I don't know legal assistance. I don't tap into this, and I clearly stay away from lawsuits if I can because it's like a ping pong ball bounced against the room. Ultimately, I think you get satisfaction. Gosh, when is it going to quit? You need to do something drastic to get going. Don't sit in the room and do nothing. I'd be calling HUD. I'd be meals on wheels. I'd be getting food stamps. You're not doing, I don't know if you can or you should or would, but clearly this attorney's got to give you some help.
I never asked for help. That's the problem.
Dina, excuse me, I'm remembering all the details that we discussed before. This is one where your husband wants the custody of your son. Isn't that right?
No. This is a neighbor who hit me. And then And right now, I'm not getting any word from the court because I face a criminal charge. I cannot work. I cannot. And lately, I haven't even had the money to take a bus and get to see the attorney. Tomorrow, I will be able to do that. I have enough to get there. But I've never asked for assistance in over 42 years of living in the States. And it's really difficult to find myself in that position.
You're not asking her. You're not asking her. And the fact that you haven't asked in all this long just goes to show that you probably are unaware of some assistance that is out there. And just remember, you know, I got laid off, and I've been working many, many years paying into the taxes and other things. We're entitled to some of this assistance because we paid for it. So don't feel bad about it, and it isn't that will not hurt for you to just see what's available to you. And now I remember, yeah, I remember what you were saying, that charge. She's going to help you with that. There's no reason why that should be continue to be a problem for you, because I remember you telling me you weren't guilty of anything. You were just
not at all.
In the wrong place. So okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be better, you have to ask. You do have to ask for that assistance. Sorry, Nancy, I'll let you go.
No, I have to go.
I will follow your advice. I ask you to leave me listening because this is my source of lifting my spirits, you know, Mondays and Thursdays.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bless your
Be well
heart.
With your throat.
Thank you. Okay, Nancy.
Okay, I'm
there?
Trying to hear. Everybody, we appreciate all the trouble she's going through, but you have to appreciate if you ask us the same question every week or try to talk about it, we're not going to get different answers either. So just be aware that it's awful hard to talk about things when so much stress is involved. So,
yeah.
And it's really hard. It really is. So 215 area code, who are we talking to here?
Hello, this is James.
Well, hello, James. In what state are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Hi.
Hello. And what can we do for you tonight?
Romance.
And James, are you with a lady or not?
I've been talking to one for about a little over a week.
And how far away does she live?
About 25 miles.
Bonnie?
Well, you have such a wonderful voice. She's probably anxious to meet you. Has she said she's anxious to meet you?
Yeah, we've been meeting and stuff like that.
Oh,
but
you have already. Okay, so you haven't. You're just not. You're beyond the talking on the phone. You have actually met her. I see a real spark there. But you know, sometimes it takes more than that. She has children, doesn't she?
Yes, she has two.
Yeah, and how do you feel about that? Do you?
That's my two are older.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of a single bachelor, and that's kind of. And I like to dance and do a lot of things, so that.
I'd like to interject here. Is she a lady that lives directly east of you?
No, was it north? I think, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm not getting north. I'm getting two ladies, one directly east of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the center of a clock, another lady who lives at the 4 o'clock or 4:30. So if you're in the middle of a clock, there will be a lady at 3 o'clock. And a lady at 4:30. I thought you were going to say, Bonnie mentioned a lady with children, rather there was two ladies involved.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this lady isn't the one, and I think she's a nice lady, but I don't know, and I hope she's not listening. I think she's needing a man in her life versus wanting a companion in her life.
You think she's more needy?
Well, I don't want to say needy, but I want to be cautionary.
Right.
Bonnie?
Well, I think she's a really nice lady, though. That,
I do.
That probably is true, Nancy. I do see that. She's, you know, there's a little bit of sadness there. She's had some sadness in her life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's a nice lady. And furthermore, I think that you are up for the challenge of those kids. I mean, I think those kids would be lucky to have you in their life. I think you're attracted to her. I do see that what Nancy's saying, you do have options, you lucky guy. There are other ladies out there for you, and I think you can make a choice, but I do like this lady. I think she's had sadness in her life. I'm not sure. It kind of seems like somebody died. Do you know who it was that passed away in her life? Was it her husband?
Father?
No. We haven't maybe discussed that. I don't know.
So that's something that she's dealing with right now. And she needs the comfort of having someone in her life. as much as anything. She is looking for that. I think she's got some strength to her. But she's a lovely person, don't you agree, Nancy?
Yeah, I don't want to throw out with the bathwater for sure.
Yeah.
My caution would be is he said something very, very important. He likes kids, but he's raised kids. He likes going out and dancing. And you have to appreciate that if she's looking for a companion to share life with, but she has children in tow, I don't know. I just want to be very careful that you go into this with your eyes open on it, and I kind of think that you're going to get your eyes opened up.
Yeah,
and there'll be other ladies.
It needs to be a little bit more serious real quick, and I'm more apprehensive.
It could be that, or it could be that if you get involved with her, how are you setting up yourself to do raising children again? Being real careful here.
Yeah.
Well, it's only
like
been
her.
A week. It's only been a week, so give her a chance to find out what her story is. You should hear her story, and then decide. I don't know, Nancy. I know what you're saying, and I think you know I was unfortunate not to have children, so I don't know what you're talking about in terms of the amount of effort involved. But I think she's got that pretty well. She's pretty clever. And she's got that pretty well in control. I don't know. I just see James with
well,
this
see,
lady.
Raising God, the children means, see, Bonnie, the thing is if he's wanting to have, and he comes home from work, and if he gets involved and they live together, and he needs a quiet evening, the kids will be everywhere. It's not like they're going to be in the room all night. The all weekend is already planned. Sports, holidays, events. And he wants to go out for a date with her. He's going to have to find a babysitter. I mean, it's the whole big picture.
Well, give her a little bit of time to hear her story.
Figure it out.
Nancy and I may not see eye to eye on this completely, but I think that you need to hear about her because she's a lady with an interesting story. That's why I keep referring to hear her story. I think you're going to be she's kind of an interesting lady.
And Nancy, she kind of touched on some things I've been feeling, and I don't want to go too deep into it and you know, break anybody's heart or anything like that.
Wait, you mean I touched on something you've already came up with, or what?
Well, yeah, I'm feeling a bit apprehensive of getting into something serious with that.
But I thought that's what I picked up from you.
Yeah.
So even though I do like her, I'm being very careful. I just think that in your time to be real clear with her that in this place in your life, you have a different schedule, that you just need your life to be different. You did raise children. You are done. And when people get together, they need to really, really consider that. You could fall in love with her. She's a nice lady. Then you decide, oops, what am I doing falling in love with this lady? I like her, but she is.
You
but
know,
she
Nancy,
has
James is an honorable man. He's an honorable man because the magic words he said a little while ago were he's really concerned about her feelings. He does not want to break her heart, and she doesn't need it right now either because, like I said,
then he shouldn't let her fall in love with him.
He's an honorable man. I admire you, James, for thinking about this ahead of time. Really, I do. That's wonderful. If only all men were that considerate. So
I think what Bonnie's saying is don't go down that road.
Right.
If
right.
you aren't going, don't let her fall in love with you.
Right.
Unless you really want to take on a family.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, dear. We have so little time left. I have to let you go. We have five people and then three questions in the chat room. Yeah. Sorry, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good luck, James.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is really a lot tonight. And you know, it would be fun to do 2 hours, but it is time-consuming to set it up and change our plans. I had to change some clients today so I wouldn't work late. So you guys have to know that you may not all get in 16 minutes. There's a one story here, what's in store for my finances. I see a little bit of a roller coaster. Do watch your money. I see you struggling a little bit here, but that doesn't mean it's forever. Okay, so just watch your money. It feels like after the January, it gets a little better maybe after Christmas. I can't tell. It just feels like I'm going up and down. There's someone else who wants to know, any more children for me? Twins, a son, a daughter, both? More children?
I see a daughter.
You know, a daughter. Thanks, Bonnie. She says one singular child more. You didn't say how many you have now.
Do you have one or six or eight? You want another one?
I see another daughter. Do you see anything, Nancy?
Well, I feel like there's another pregnancy, yeah.
Yeah.
And before 2 years is up. So sometimes it's hard to know. And then the other question, what do you think about animals in spirits? As absolutely. I've seen a dinosaur spirit. If you give love and consciousness awareness to a pet, that pet will come back to you versus the universe. So, she says, I have two girls. Well, looks
sure
like you
I
get
said
three
you
girls.
You were going to have another one. Our mother had three daughters, and, you know, she always said, I am so lucky to have daughters. So if you do have another daughter, it's not so bad.
No kidding, no kidding.
That happening, well, though.
So everybody, I want to, one, two, three. We're going to give a little less time to each of these because some of the topics we talked of already, it kind of plays out with a lot of people. So I want to be careful not to let you think that we're spending so much time with one person and not getting to you. I do want to mention we're doing our shows every other week as of this week. I have a show in Phoenix every Saturday. I'm going to try it and see what happens. It's public air. So go to my website, nancymaps.net. If you want private sessions, my website's where you can go to find me, but only the radio shows are the free questions and answers. This is very time-consuming, very tiring, so please, I appreciate it. I had a gal call after looking at my website and just filled out all kinds of questions to me. I had no indication that she wanted a private session versus, and so she wants, I don't know if she's calling us tonight, I guess I better quiet and check. So, area code 321, who are we talking to tonight?
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Hi, Nancy. This is Linda calling from Florida.
Hi, Linda.
Hi there. I'm
Florida.
So glad you had time. Yeah, you're getting a lot of Florida tonight.
Calls a lot, which is always interesting. So what's going on with you tonight?
I'm going to really just make one question because I hope you can get to everybody that's on hold. My ex-husband, his name is Larry.
Okay.
Can you tell me if you see him coming back into my life?
Wow. Is he ash color hair?
Yeah, you know, Nancy, I saw him online because he lives out of state, and I think he's dyeing his hair. I kind of laughed.
What color is he dyeing it?
Yeah, it looked like a bad dye job.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if that's real or not, but, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about him. But I
looked what's his hair color normally?
It was like a darker brown.
And is he lightening it to an ash color?
No, it was dark brown and... it started graying, and I saw a picture from the class reunion, and I'm sure he didn't want to go all gray. So
oh,
it looked like that,
I'm going to do that. I've been coloring my hair for 20 years now. So.
Oh, me too. But at least my hair, the color is not too nice. It's kind of like a brownish, yellowish, brownish. I don't know how to describe it. It's not appealing.
I'm not sure if he's coming back because I see a man that may not be him in your life. 5'10", medium build. And what I would call a dark ash, more man that works his body, physical. Is this your husband I'm describing?
No, he's 6'1". He's over 6 foot.
Yeah.
And he has a close-shaven beard, and he has a little bit of gray in it, and he wears glasses most of the time.
Well, I'm not seeing her. Seeing him. Bonnie?
I don't have a real strong feeling of him coming back. And I don't think that's really, you know, I think you have some interest in it, but I'm not sure he's the one that you're going to end up with. I think there's somebody else, like Nancy said, and I don't, so far it sounds like the man that Nancy's describing is not your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So there is someone else, and I think if you, when you find that person, and he's not that far off, I think you'll actually be happier that it's not your ex-husband. This new man is better for you. So you have a little bit of excitement coming into your life.
Do you think by the end of the year, Bonnie, maybe?
I'm actually, yeah. Well, is that what you think, Nancy? I was thinking.
Uh-oh, Bonnie's flitting in and out. She'll come back in a minute. If we do lose her, she's still hooked into the show. So, Bonnie, you know, sometimes I'll get an impression of winter time. Bonnie, are you there?
I'm picking up another phone. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, at least we can hear you.
Okay, good.
What did you get, Bonnie? I changed phones. I changed handsets.
What did you pick up as this man coming in?
I thought I saw him coming in around the first of the year.
So if she what happens, psychics, we could pick up the energy of the interest. Mm-hmm. So you could meet him in November to January. So
probably.
Sometimes it's hard to tell when you meet him as far as meeting him and then discovering, wow,
right.
I like this man. Some people only pick up. I feel like he's within a few months.
Yeah, that's
year.
When you're going to meet him. I think you're right, Nancy. She's going to meet him around that time, November, and there's going to be some sparks happening around the first of the year. You know, you've already met him, obviously, and that's when you're going to start to. It's really interesting how you meet somebody and there's nothing happening right away. All of a sudden, these sparks start flying, and that's going to happen around early part of the year. So you don't really need to look back. You can look forward. You have a future, and I think you're going to be happy when you meet this man.
Let your ex go on. Let
my ex go on.
Go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And
Nancy, we have somebody. I don't know if you noticed. We have somebody here. Wesley123, she said, he said, I don't know if that's a woman or a man. I think it's probably a man. Said he was online holding, and we haven't gotten to him yet. So he said, my grandfather died about 7 years ago. I'm wondering what he wanted to tell me but didn't get the chance to.
I stay with
him. Oh, and then there's more here. He's written more. Did you see the rest of it? I stay with him since I was three in the summer. Okay.
I stay with him since I was three in the summer times and raised me with a strong faith. Maybe that would be, say, about men. Maybe what he would he say about the men I have chosen. So Wesley is a girl, a boy. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is safe here. I don't think it has anything to do with relationships.
No, I don't either.
I think it has something to do with who you are and your conviction of something. It's like stand your ground, maybe. But I don't know if it has anything to do with who you've chosen as partners in life as much as what do you want to do in life. Something like that. Bonnie?
Yeah,
Bonnie?
It doesn't have anything to do with relationships. Can you hear me okay, Nancy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, it isn't relationships. Actually, when I first read the question, I thought he wanted to tell you about somebody who has passed on. There was some information about somebody in your family, and he felt sorry that he hadn't told you. And I hope you know the answer. Obviously that
like
person
that.
Has passed on and now your grandfather is. But I think there are clues in the papers that he left. We might get to you. Nancy, why don't you ask another call? Maybe we'll get Wesley because...
Yeah, that's a hard one. But
yeah.
I can see him saying to her, stand your ground in your conviction.
Mm-hmm.
But then you picked up something else. So in 7 years, he may have been trying to tell you a couple things.
Yeah.
Let me get to the next call. We only have 7 minutes. The 575 has hung up, and that was New Mexico. How about the 604 area code? Who is this?
Hi there. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh,
well,
hello, girl. And what's your first name?
My first name is Rodna.
Oh, hello there, dear. And what can we do for you in such short time?
I'll try to be quick. I met someone at the beginning of the year. He's actually in the States, and we've actually met a couple times, and I just wanna, and I feel really strong about him, and I feel as if there's something there, and I just want to know for relationship-wise and future-wise and what's going to happen.
You know how difficult it is, Bonnie, when you live in different countries. Are you willing to move?
Yes, in a second.
I think he really does like you, and he really wants to be in your life. I think the logistics of it may be the only setback. If you could find work, and I don't know how immigration is. I do feel like this man wants to come toward you. I see him coming to visit you. I can't tell if you come visit him yet. What town, where does he live in the States?
He's moved to Memphis.
Oh, Tennessee. And what are you on the east side or the west side?
I'm on the west side. I'm on the west side in Vancouver.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah.
That's why I figured the distance. That's
But I'm willing to, like, move in a heartbeat. I'm ready to, like, I'm so, like, independent. Like, I would focus, like, on my own career and stuff. And he can't move because of his career. But I'm willing to. But he doesn't know that.
We're not the ones that can help you on this one. You have to talk to him.
Of course.
Has he encouraged you to do this?
Well, I don't know. Like, I want to know, like, if there's going to be a relationship or if anything's possible or is there a future for us?
Everything's always possible. My concern is, and sometimes Bonnie and I talk about things like this, there's almost like a line in the sand that we not always can cross. I see that there could be a relationship with you.
Okay.
But long distance like this
uh-huh.
does not succeed
yeah.
because it's just so hard to make it happen for you.
Yeah.
The other thing is that no human being on the planet,
mm-hmm.
if you were the man in Tennessee and a woman was willing to change her entire life to move for you,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the pressure and stress is so great it's easier to say no than yes. Because if you say, I'm going to move and it will be for you, his comment will be, move for you. Don't lay that on me.
No, of course.
That's a huge, huge
yeah.
responsibility. And that could kill your relationship.
Oh, yeah. And I never emphasize on that. Like, I'm more, like, independent. Like, even if I go and see him and stuff, like, I stay separately, I do my own thing, and he does his own thing. I never put the pressure because I know, like, what it can do to you, especially guys. So, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, eventually, like, if I was to, you know, find work and stuff, like, you know, I just didn't know if he wants something long-term and if he feels something, then, you know, slowly, like, I would make things work, but, like...
I would not... Yeah, I would... You're talking about finding work in Memphis, if you could. I'd sure wait, because I think he's a very independent man. And
yeah.
I don't think he's looking for you. I don't think you want to upset your whole life by moving to Memphis. And like what Nancy
no,
said,
no. Yeah.
If he has any sense, and even you're thinking about getting a job in Memphis, that tells him. That telegraphs to him already. He knows.
Oh, but
you're
I haven't
ready
told
to
him that this is not like thoughts that I run through my.
Okay.
If it's like okay, if we're not going to be in a relationship, we've made a commitment to one another. Like, then the thoughts are going through my head, right? Like, I'm willing
uh-huh.
to, because there's a distance, but I wouldn't want that distance. Like, I would do anything to get rid of that distance,
okay.
you know, to make things work. But I just want to know, like, if it's, like...
If she puts her energy to it, can it work out? It's like the question I always get. If you could tell me he's the one, then I'm going to get interested and put the energy into it.
Oh, well.
And that's really hard for us, because I do see that he's going to try to have a relationship with you. The outside line, though, is not you, it's him. Because I think the fearfulness on him to have any permanent relationship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what Ronnie is trying to say.
It's not what he's looking for right now. That's the sense that I get.
Of
I'm
course.
Sorry to tell you that.
I know. He's very focused on his career, and so I don't put that pressure. I never ask, like,
yeah.
you know, because he walked in at the beginning of the day. We have a really good friend vibe, and you know, but I feel as if there's feelings there, but right now he's very career oriented and I respect that, and you know, and he's very special to me and I hope I am, and you know, and one day like things will work out, but I just wanted
to be down the road. You'll
yeah.
be down the road. Yeah. Because I do feel like he likes you, but I'm also going to caution you not to hold your breath. How's that? Have the relationship because it's exciting, and then after so many months to a year, then you say, okay, it's not coming forward anymore. We have to stop. I'm so sorry, girl. I have to let you go. We only don't have a minute left.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
Let us know how it happened.
Any last words from the other lady?
We're both talking.
Oh, yeah. Just continue making your life. If you want this relationship to work, continue making your life successful in Vancouver. He'll see that how independent you are when you do that.
Right.
And then you might have a future in the future, but nothing okay. anytime soon.
Oh, for sure.
So continue with your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's not actually. I think we've got a couple of minutes. Is it a couple or half minute and a half, Nancy? I don't know. It says 8:28. I can't believe it went so quickly. I cannot
okay,
believe
it. Okay, on my screen. It showed a minute
okay.
ago. So we have to let you all go. I don't even have a minute left. If you would like, get to our websites. We're always lovely to read up on. And if you want both of us to do a session for you, let us both know, and we can do something. Otherwise, we'll see you. Now that's really weird. I had a minute ago, so now I'm getting seconds. Bonnie and I will be back next Thursday, not this coming Thursday, to do her show. If you want to catch me live on another show, Saturdays at 6.
Bonnie, any last words for you, huh?
Yeah, just to tell you, congratulations. Your show this last Saturday was fantastic.
What?
People, I think you can go to Nancy's website and download your show this Saturday, last Saturday. So, people, catch Nancy's show in Phoenix. It's absolutely wonderful. She was awesome on the radio. And thank you, Kathy, and all of our wonderful guests. They're just wonderful people that called in, Nudges and everybody. Thank you for being with us. It was a great show.
I'll try to put my last week's show. It's different format. It's similar, but I do, you know, all about the same. So anyway, I'll put it up, Bonnie, probably tomorrow. I had a really busy day today, so I have a sore throat. So tomorrow I'll upload that to MP3. Talk to you later, sweetie. We're off the air.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.